Sex is one of the most important things in life.
A wheelchair user.
But what if something stood in the way of your pursuit for sexual fulfillment?
Often people say to me, well, surely if somebody's paralyzed, they can't have sexual relations. My answer is, why not?
We meet people who refuse to let their disabilities stop them from having sex, and those who help them to do it.
Ta-da!
Certain positions probably are more difficult than others.
Favourite sexual position has got to be getting the girl in doggy style.
What are the main reasons for you wanting to have sex?
To lose my virginity.
They've invited us into their sex lives for a candid look at doing it disabled style.
I enjoy being footwanked.
Rolling a client across the bed is not much hassle for me at all.
She's 37.
Aren't they all the ones?
I want my hard on back. I want my erection back. Like.
At the end of the day, it's just sex. Get over it and get laid.
Animated stick figures in wheelchairs having intercourse. Sex on wheels. Hashtag sex on wheels. Bedfordshire. A young woman wheels herself up a ramp into the back of a modified car. Now she's driving.
23-year-old beauty therapist Leah has brittle bone disease. Only 4 foot tall, she has broken almost every bone in her body.
They pulled me out of my mum's stomach and realised something was wrong. Then I went into shock and they x-rayed me and I had 37 broken bones. Throughout my life, I've broken about... Well, we lost count at 400. Hello.
Despite her physical limitations, Leah still enjoys an adventurous sex life.
Where's, like, the weirdest place you've ever, like, had sex?
In a car at the retail park.
What, Bedford? I hope that was, like, in the evening, because...
No, 12 o'clock midday. That's no lie.
Do you have, like, shaded out windows on your car?
No. I don't reckon people would think that you'd be into something like that, or probably just
but
the boring, old standard sex.
Leah is anything but conventional.
What's yours look like? I look hilarious.
I remember wearing this on a night out.
I don't know.
Your boobs look good.
I've never broken a bone during sex. Previous boyfriends said, like, what if we break something or whatever? I'm like, well, I'll tell you if you're going to break something. Just get on with it. What about penis pasta?
I just see her as any normal 24-year-old. She's just like the rest of my friends. We go out, try and pull. If she gets sex, then score.
Yeah, I told my mum when I was about 19 that I had sex, and she was really shocked and was like, oh, I didn't think that you could have sex, and da, da, da. And she like regrets sort of like not having the talks that she's obviously had with my sister.
Yeah.
Nice.
Would you consider yourself good in bed?
I ain't had no complaints so far.
West Yorkshire. A physically fit young man is playing indoor football. He dribbles past another player.
John was born with global developmental delay, a severe learning disability. But he still has the same interests as any young man.
What are your favourite things?
Football's one of them. Ladies.
What's your most favourite thing?
Probably the ladies.
Flex your biceps, John. Go on. There you are.
John's disability has made it difficult for him to communicate with potential partners.
I find it hard to get a girlfriend because obviously, like, I talk about myself a lot, which is my mum's trying to teach me that I should ask questions about them and what they do and that. Other people... So they don't understand what it's like to have a learning disability, because that person with a learning disability finds life, some parts of life, difficult and that.
Still living at home with Mum Tracy, John's watched his brothers grow up and lead normal sex lives. But at 26 years old, he is still a virgin.
Well, my brother's been younger than me, and then they've had it.
Describe how that feels, John.
Well, frustrating, one. Jealous, left out. I'm lonely.
It's very heartbreaking to see your son so lonely and wanting what everybody else has.
With John's happiness at stake, Tracy has come to a difficult decision. She is going to help him lose his virginity by hiring him an escort.
We've been considering it now for a long time. Yeah, once you get over the kind of cringy bit of it, it's no different than trying to travel train John or teach him how to spend his money. Yes, he needs to have sex. How do we do that safely? So that's what we're doing, isn't it?
Do you think people understand what you're trying to do?
I think it would be difficult for them unless they was in my position. My whole vision is what's right for him, you know. John's in my sunshine.
John's being driven by his mum.
6 months ago, Tracy met Asta Philpott, who has cerebral palsy, on a training course. Also having lost his virginity to a sex worker, he has offered to help Tracy find an escort for John.
My first experience with an escort was incredible. And not so much the sex side, it was more like just lying with someone. It was just lovely, you know.
Hi!
You all right?
This is John.
Hey, John.
And this is Asta.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Your mum's been telling me a lot about you. You're kind of at the stage now where, you know, you'd like a little bit of female attention. Have you got a type of lady that you'd like to see? Blonde or brunette?
I'm not fussed.
Oh, come on, you must have a little idea.
Well, I was chatting on the way down about the kind of ladies he likes. That are real ladies that he knows.
Yeah.
And I think we've come up with, you like shapely ladies, don't you?
Okay.
Bigger ladies.
More in the middle.
In the middle? No, yeah. I don't mean fat ladies, I mean curvy ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah, around about size 14.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you how it works. They're called escort agencies.
Yeah.
And they advertise online, there's websites. You browse the girls online, and then you call the agency up and say, hi, I'd like to book this girl, however long for, what date, what time.
Right. Okay. Are you happy, John?
Yeah.
You're gonna be a man?
I am a man, I've been a man since I was 18.
I know. Oh, I'm so worried about it all.
You need to stop worrying, Liz. Really, give yourself a break.
I feel quite anxious. I don't know if things will be the same after this. You know, I've been his mum for 26 years, and I've always known about he's going to need these needs and things, but I didn't feel I'd find myself in this position paying for him a service. When we've gone through the other side, I'm hoping that I'm going to be smiling a bit more and saying, yes, it's the best thing that I've ever done for John. And I hope I'm not coming back saying, what was I thinking?
Sex on Wheels, hashtag Sex on Wheels. Hampshire, a hovercraft zips across the sea. A man's moving independently around his apartment in a motorised wheelchair.
Physical and mental disabilities can sometimes lead to a lack of sexual confidence. But not for 26-year-old Pete, who has cerebral palsy.
An automated hoist.
Oh, so this is the famous hoist? You can use it for all different sexual positions, which is really good.
What's your favourite sexual position in that?
Favourite sexual position is got to be getting the girl in doggy style and me in the hoist. I've had a couple of serious relationships. The most recent one was 5 years ago. I'd love to find a girl who can keep up to me and loves sex and has a really good high sex drive appetite like me. And yeah, I've been looking for a girlfriend, but I haven't found one.
Without a girlfriend to satisfy his sexual appetite, Pete has had to resort to alternative measures.
The last time I saw an escort was last last Tuesday. Sex with a escort is more adventurous than it is in a relationship. I enjoy being foot-wanked, obviously, and that's quite nice. It's a really nice, different feeling, and I like water sports as well. I've probably spent over £5,500 on escorts now.
Unable to finance his sex life, Pete has come up with a master plan.
My ambition is to be a disabled porn star. Shag for a living and get paid for it instead of running up loads of debt. I'm not the typical looking porn star, but I think I can do disabled people proud.
Pete makes his way to the local pub where he performs karaoke.
Pete's porn ambition is well known.
Do you think he'd make a good porn star?
Yeah, why not? Listen, I think, I mean, why shouldn't you make a porn star? We've all got disabilities, I mean, in one way or another. Hey, shouldn't stop you having sex, though, should it?
It's everybody's fantasy, isn't it?
Do you think he'd make a good porn star?
Yeah. Lots of women, don't you, mate?
Yeah, of course I do, yeah. My mum unfortunately passed away last Christmas. I believe that she's there somewhere and she'd want me to achieve my goal. And I won't stop until I achieve my dream.
Cheshire. A man's pushing himself along a street in his wheelchair.
32-year-old Carl was paralysed from the waist down 10 months ago.
Before my spinal cord injury, I was very physically fit, very active fellow. I was in the gym 4 or 5 nights a week, sometimes 6 or 7. I used to process scrap metal as part of my job, and I'm a very physically active job. I used to do landscape gardening and interior painting and decorating and all sorts. I used to rely quite a lot on my physique to swing the ladies my way, you know what I mean? I was always game for it, and flirty and dirty, and, you know, I used to meet lots of housewives and lots of sex, as much as I could get, as many times a day as I could get it, lasting for as long as possible, and as many different positions, and as many, you know what I mean, as many risky places, let's say, and done it all, been there, done it all, and it's all fun. It doesn't matter how meaningless and casual sex is and that, it does bond people, it brings people together, and that feeling's amazing.
Carl watches the fish in his aquarium.
The spinal cord injuries really, really changed my life. You know, I'm a single lad, and I'm disabled, I'm in a wheelchair, I suffer from erectile dysfunction because of my spinal cord injury, and I feel like a virgin again,
He moves to another room to use his laptop.
Carl is beginning to accept most aspects of his paralysis, but there is one thing he is struggling to come to terms with.
So this is a picture of my penis, fully erect, pretty much. It's about as big and as it used to get, took in a shower to, you know, show off years ago, a couple of years ago. That is looking at a picture of your Bugatti Veyron that has been smashed up in a car crash and is sat on the driveway, undrivable. That's choosing between walking again and having a fully working erection again, I'm not a Tuesday erection right now.
An electricity pylon silhouetted against the orange morning sky.
Carl's not spoken to anyone about his erection problems. But today, he is going to an information session run by psychosexual therapist Michelle Donald. She is also paralysed below the waist and is a strong believer in alternative routes to sexual fulfilment.
A lot of research been done in America that we have this vagus nerve that runs down the front of our bodies, and they're doing work on the nipples so that if you can still feel the nipple area, I know... personal disclosure here. I know when I put a lubricant or something on the inside of my hand and rub my nipple there, it sends sensations into my genitals, although I don't feel my genitals. And it's really erotic and it's a wonderful feeling. It's really important to start body mapping and looking at what you feel, because the underneath of your arm, like your vagus nerve, are on there and it does send these sensations down. So you're talking about your erectility issues and the fact that you're not getting your reflex erection?
No, I haven't got any reflex.
Okay.
Not at all.
A lot of guys that I talk to do say, as they've got into years and years worth of spinal cord injury, if you will, their erection becomes less important to them. You actually then quite often end up having longer sexual sessions, doing everything, and sort of, and they're more sensual and more powerful in that respect because it isn't genitally focused.
Mm. What I want is I want my hard on back. I want my erection back. Like, and it's not like I can't do many other things in the world with many other tools that I've got at my disposal. Mm. Like, but my most important tool in my box has been stolen. Like, you know what I mean? And I want that back.
Absolutely.
Like.
Carl's resistance is something that Michelle is all too familiar with.
Initially, guys come in and talk to me about the fact that I've lost my manhood, I can't get an erection anymore, I can't ejaculate. It can be a huge issue for a lot of guys, and Carl is very, very early doors after his injury. He will progress through that in his own way.
I want the erection. I'm not going to let anything make it less important to me until I've achieved it. If I make the erection the start of my sexual rediscovery, like, then I'll get it sorted.
In West Yorkshire, Astor uses a rod held between his teeth to search for escorts on the internet.
There are over 80,000 escorts working in Britain today, and many cater for clients with disabilities. Despite being spoilt for choice, Astor is working to a strict brief.
Height, 5'4", dress size 8. Oh, that's a bit low, because I think he was looking for dress size 14. Damn. God, it's so picky. I've never looked specifically for an escort for some one person, like... Oh, God, she's Kirby. Let's bookmark her. I can't speak for the whole nation of people with disabilities, but a lot of people with disabilities are very introvert about their lives, never mind sex. So when it comes to something like that, they almost feel like they're being threatened. So, and to be honest, I don't have any sympathy, because they're denying themselves a feeling and an experience that every human being has. Anybody think we were talking about, like, going off to kill someone? But at the end of the day, it's just sex. I mean, geez, really? Get over yourselves and get over it and get laid. I saw an escort about 6 months ago, but I've stopped doing it more so now, because I want a relationship. This one looks good.
It's not long before Astor's work is done.
Laura Lee. She looks really nice anyway. Well, I can see her though. Ooh, John's gonna be excited.
Tracy takes a call.
Hello, Astor.
Hello, you alright?
How are you, darling?
We've got some really good news. I have managed to find a lovely, lovely lady for John. She has worked with John's condition, and she's worked with people that have Down syndrome as well.
If you feel that certain and that this is the right lady, then I'm going to go with that, Astor, because I have confidence in what you're doing. You know, you have the experience.
Okay. No problem, anytime, really.
Thank you, darling. Speak to you soon.
Bye.
A woman strolling down a street with a coffee in one hand.
Laura Lee has over 18 years of experience working with disabled clients.
It's 150. You can as many times as you like. Yes, yes, pacemaker dependent. No, it's closely trimmed.
Busy day then?
Yes, it's shaping up to be very busy, which is great. My accountant will be thrilled, but I'm going to need some Lucozade at some point.
Laura Lee sits on a park bench.
Got involved with disabled clients relatively early on, actually. There was a gentleman in Dublin, and he had a very violent form of mouth cancer. The poor guy was left looking like, you know, a sinister grinning skeleton from the side. So he would come and see me once a month, and his needs, such as they were so minuscule, you couldn't even call it sex. It was more the intimacy that he wanted, the, you know, to be held, massage, to smell me, believe it or not. He just loved to inhale my aroma. And so I still think about him to this day, actually. He was a lovely guy. I think he probably started me on my journey with disabled clients.
Amongst her equipment is a leather whip.
Laura Lee spends most of her time confined within the four walls of a hotel room.
Ta-da! So this is what I would typically wear when I'm meeting a client, unless he has requested something specific otherwise, such as sexy secretary, naughty nurse, etc. But this generally tends to be the uniform of champions. Disabled guys are the same as other guys in terms of their needs and wants. We have, you know, slap and tickle, spanking, some role play, uniforms, splashing as well. That's another favourite of mine. So I spend a lot of my time rolling around in custard, I'm afraid. I'm immensely proud of what I do. I hate to use the term normal, but normal guys can go, you know, to a pub or club at the weekend and pull someone if they want to. These guys can't. They live in a completely different world, and it's a very lonely and isolated world for them sometimes too. And so to be able to have the ability to reach out to those guys and make them feel special, make them feel wanted, is awesome.
Tracy speaks to John at home.
Hey, Asta's been ringing us. Do you want to know what he was talking to us about?
He's found you a lady. She's called Laura. What do you think to that name?
Pretty name.
It's a pretty name, yeah. She has worked with people before with disabilities and Down syndrome. You've got some friends that have got Down syndrome, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's 37.
That's okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Like my older ones.
You cheeky. You've got the charm going on already.
Yeah.
Are you excited then?
Yeah.
Sex on Wheels. Hashtag Sex on Wheels.
In Britain today, there are over 10 million people living with disabilities. 85% are either having or have had sex.
In Bedfordshire, a friend arrives at Leah's house.
Hiya! Hello, come on.
One person who refuses to let her disability get in the way of her sex life is Leah.
Pick a number.
Six.
Ace, drink.
Oh, nice. This is what we like to do in our spare time. Yeah.
I don't like how she's one to keep up with the drinks. And she probably won't ever admit this to anyone else, but she's really horny. Horny little bitch.
I'm getting bored of just messing about. Like, I want something more connection with someone. I was seeing a guy once, he was also disabled, but having a sexual relationship didn't really work out. You do need someone who's stronger to do things, do you know what I mean? Whereas when you're both, like, disabled, it's hard.
She may be looking for a serious relationship, but attracting Mr. Right isn't always easy.
I get quite a lot of attention, whether it's good or bad, I don't know. Sometimes it's just full of weirdos out to tick the boxes to say, oh, I've slept with a short person or someone in a wheelchair. It's hard to find a nice guy, a genuine nice guy. I'm not that confident. I'm quite shy when it comes down to it. But when I've had a drink, that all goes out the window and I'm a totally different person.
A sunny day in Hampshire, and Pete's on his way to the pub. A man greets him.
Hey Pete, how you going?
Good to see you.
Pete has secured himself a meeting with Jason Maskell, a major player in the adult movie industry. For Pete to make it in the business, he needs to convince people like Jason he's got what it takes.
So, Pete, why do you want to be a porn star? Why the next step up?
I love watching porn for a start. I really enjoy sex.
I've got some bad news for you, Pete. It's not a, you know, come in and 20 minutes of pure passion. It's more like come in and 4 hours of hard work, up and down, stop and start. Men have got to do all the hard work, you know, in their dreams and in the bedroom with their girlfriend or wife, they can do it, they're amazing. But put them in front of a crew with photographers and cameramen and lighting guys and saying, right, you now got to have sex for 6 hours without stopping.
Yeah.
Not many can do it.
I'm so determined. That's all I've ever wanted to do since I turned 18. Of course it'll take time, of course it will. And I completely understand that. Hopefully this can be the start of things.
Hey, the adult industry is open for everyone. You know, no beating around the bones, because your disabilities, you are going to be limited to what you can do. But it is a niche, it is something different. You turn around to TV channels and go, well, actually, how many of your viewers are actually disabled? And ask them that question. They won't know it. But you can say to them, well, how many? How many would really like to see another disabled person banging the shit out of a girl?
Are there any other disabled porn stars out there?
Do you know what? In the UK, not that I know of. So you do have that sort of open market to sort of be one of the first people to really push it out there. But what we'll do is we'll keep in touch. I'll give you my card now.
Thank you very much.
So, I think there's going to be sort of two sets of people who are going to be interested in this. One, you're going to get the people who think it's freaky and that are really going to look at it for the freak value, which is, I think, totally wrong. So then you're going to have the people who are maybe like Pete, who are disabled in some form, and suddenly it opens up their eyes and realise that there's someone doing what they want to do or is an interest to them. It is a business, and if he treats it like a business, he can do very well out of it.
I feel so excited. I'm like a little kid at Christmas, and hopefully this is the start of the future of me becoming a disabled porn star.
Cheshire.
Every year, over 1,200 people in the UK suffer paralysis following an injury to their spinal cord. For men, one of the most difficult things can be coping with the loss of their erection.
Carl takes some medication out of the fridge.
Still convinced that it's his erection that holds the key to his sexual happiness.
Right.
Carl is pinning all his hopes on a drug that he has bought off the internet.
Could possibly be the first erection that I've got since forever, it feels like to me now. You know what I mean? It's just, sex is just a distant, fond memory, like, you know. But yeah, fingers crossed, praying to God, like, fingers crossed that it works, like, yeah. Do not swallow. Might cause a stiff neck.
The drug must be directly administered.
He inserts a plastic syringe into the tip of his penis.
See, that's in there. Trying to massage it into the tissue as much as possible. God, I hope I can get a boner. Hope it's a decent one at that as well. Would have liked to have seen some sort of effects on it by now, but typical bloke, and it read the instructions after you've started doing something like it. It says here that standing up might help, like, so I'm gonna go get me standing frame and see whether that helps with the blood flow.
He pulls himself to his feet using a wooden frame, then continues to rub his penis.
We'd call that a sort of 50%.
How are you feeling now?
Yeah. Still not usable. I've been stimulating that for 20 minutes, 25 minutes now, like. Put it this way, if there was a girl waiting here, do you think she would have got bored by now? I'm embarrassed. I'm disappointed. The penis is supposed to work, isn't it? You know what I mean? It's I suppose I should be saying that I'm embarrassed about my legs not working, but I'm not. There's something different about your sexuality, isn't there?
With the drugs not working, Carl will have to explore different avenues if he wants to regain his erection.
Evening in Bedfordshire, Leah and her friends are greeted by a bouncer outside a pub.
Hello again.
Hello. Can you help us?
Hot in pursuit of Mr. Wright, Leah heads out to her usual local night spot.
The bouncer helps her up the steps. Inside, a couple of guys chat her up.
Hello, mate. You alright? I'm Leah. I do.
It's not long before she starts to attract attention.
Nice, Tommy. My name's Rebecca. Leah.
Leah.
Would you have a one-night stand with someone like you?
Yeah, there's potential there because I've never been there before, so I'll be well up for doing it. Yeah, no problem about that. Definitely, she's got nice bust. She's ready to go, I think. Weird-wise, no, nothing's weird because you see a lot of disabled people around this day and age. Yeah, we could go doggy. Not a problem. That wouldn't be a struggle, would it? So why not?
Do you like doggy? Fine.
If Leah's looking for something more long-term, then she might be looking in the wrong place.
Oh, the geezer, yeah, only after one thing. That's not me no more. Do you know what I mean? I'm done. I need to get myself a husband.
What kind of guy? How are you looking for then?
Nice, funny, up for a laugh. That's it.
I think you're an amazing woman. I'm really proud to have met you.
You got a choice of two.
No!
Which one? Take your pick.
Alright, you're mine.
With the drinks flowing and overwhelmed with offers, Leah's resolve to find a husband seems to have been abandoned.
Let's go.
Outside.
Oh, Jesus.
What are you hoping your night will end up like
then? I hope I will end up in a nice cushy bed with breakfast. Nice. That's the aim.
Your bed?
No. No, I don't care. As long as I get breakfast, eggs, sausage, beans, done. I don't give a fuck.
With her prize in hand, Leah heads home. But her quest to find something more long-term is far from over.
A blonde model in orange silk underwear and stockings is posing provocatively for a photo shoot.
The adult movie industry is notoriously difficult to break into.
Pete's on a train.
Producer Jason has invited Pete to the set of a glamour shoot to meet some of the stars of the business.
How you doing?
What's happening, Pete? You all right, mate?
Yeah, very good, thanks.
Pete's dream of making it big will be short-lived if they don't think he's got what it takes.
Dimitri's like one of the top UK performers.
Yeah, I've watched quite a few of his films.
Oh, so you know him inside and out then? I think because he can't throw the girls around because being in a wheelchair like you do. So it'd be things that can actually encompass him actually in his chair or in
a position. you can't get me out and throw me on a sofa and stuff like that. I can sit. I can lie on the sofa.
So the girls will be throwing you around?
Sofa and bed and that kind of stuff, yeah.
I mean, I don't, you know, it's not, I don't want to be rude or personal.
No, go on, you can ask me anything.
Obviously, the cock area is functioning.
Yeah, it's fine.
So he can basically sit and stay in his chair, and they can like do reverse cowgirl on him or cowgirl. Well, basically, the girl rides you.
Yeah.
Can you do doggy, for example?
Yeah, she can. If the girl backs onto you, then you can do doggy and can do 69. But that's the one I do. That's one I do the most because you can have two or three girls at once.
All right.
Yeah.
So you've got some options. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd have no objection working with a disabled person, provided they could do the necessary job at the time. And I don't know if you're aware, but there is quite a big niche of dwarfs. I don't know if dwarfs is the politically correct term for it. Midgets, or whatever you call them, who are, I suppose, physically disabled, who do very well in the adult industry.
The model removes her bra.
Yeah, Pete, some souvenirs for you.
Thank you very much.
With his dream within touching distance, Pete is determined that people will see a lot more of him in the future.
I've got loads of belief. Like, I've been trying to do this business, this job, since I was 18. That's looking absolutely amazing. If someone says no or a door shuts in your face, try and look for other doors that can open. There's always a way, it just takes time looking at it.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome, darling.
Thank you very much. This is not the end for me. This is just the beginning. So yeah, it's gonna get even better from here on in.
On a cold, clear morning in West Yorkshire, Laura Lee's driving in the countryside.
Professional escort Laura Lee has started the long journey to see John.
Even taking away the fact that he has learning difficulties, there's this big thing around losing your virginity as a man. So I'm hoping that from the session, John will, you know, gain a lot of sexual confidence, because it'll be another milestone in his life that he's managed to achieve. So I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be good.
So it was my virginity for the first time. It's going to be special.
So I'm very, very uncomfortable with it, but I have this need to make sure that he's happy, that he's not restricted, that this disability, no matter what it is and how it kind of evolved, does not steal away my son's rights to live a normal life.
I'm a bit nervous with doing it for the first time, because I don't know what to do on that. And then that ruins me.
Sex on Wheels. Hashtag Sex on Wheels. Cheshire. Carl's taking a shower.
Carl has not given up on his quest for an erection. But this time it's not drugs he's turning to. He's going to see a sacred sexual healer.
If she manages to get the flag up the pole, like, and that, then, yeah, then she's doing some magic, like.
Larissa Gray is a trained sacred sexual healer. Her therapy focuses on helping disabled clients to discover sexual pleasure from every part of their body.
What I tend to do is help them connect their sexual energy to parts of their body where they're not paralysed, so that they start to feel orgasmic energy in those parts of the body. You know, if it's all the way to here, then up into their neck, their head, you know, and sexual energy can be felt everywhere.
In the car.
What do I expect? Don't know, it's best not to expect things like that. When you expect, you end up, you know what I mean? You end up shocked or disappointed or whatever.
Do you feel like a virgin again?
Little bit, like, yeah, little bit, you know what I mean? I'm a little bit nervous.
West Yorkshire. John's choosing a CD.
Roses is from Ibiza. No. Ibiza music. Rap music, you don't want that.
With less than an hour before Laura arrives, John makes sure every detail is attended to.
What about Boney M? Have you heard of Boney M now? Barbra Streisand. Nice love song.
I haven't heard of
her. You've not heard of Barbra Streisand?
No.
Tracy has decided John sees Laura at family friend Gareth's house.
I mean, I'm a very small wheel in this journey. The big wheel is obviously Tracy, you know. All I'm providing today is a safe environment and support for John. It's not really a place today where Tracy should be involved, and nor should any mother.
I've heard of Steps.
Have you?
I've heard of Westlife and
Westlife,
Steps.
good.
Well, right. I've never heard of the rest of them.
Right, OK. How are you feeling about things, John? All right?
Confident.
Very good.
And excited.
Good.
Carl arrives at Larissa's house.
Carl is about to embark on his first sexual experience since his accident 10 months ago.
I know that I'm never going to be able to perform the way that I used to, and that's a gutting, heartbreaking thing. You know what I mean? Not being able to gain an erection. And I had a really good erection.
I can't promise that today I'm going to be able to help you get an erection. But if I don't achieve it today, it doesn't mean that I won't achieve it. I really want to, like, help you receive sexual pleasure. But in a very different way, I'm quite happy, you know, not to actually have full penetrative sex, as long as I have plenty of pleasure and loving, honouring touch.
It's not the norm for me. It's just the way that I am, like. know, today in this situation, yeah, I'd be more than up for that. Like, you know, I mean, more than glad for having me horizons broadened, like, and my eyes opened a little bit more to something that I haven't seen yet. Like.
So I'm just going to go and get undressed into a sarong.
Okay.
I'm interested to see what happens next.
Laura Lee's driving.
How will you sort of go in and how will you approach it? What will you do?
Probably starting off with a massage, actually. I find that great because it initiates body-to-body contact in a non-threatening fashion and also gets all those endorphins racing around his body as well and gets him used to the idea of, you know, a woman touching him, I suppose. And then the key thing after that is to take it slowly. With somebody with learning difficulties who is also a virgin, if you go in there all guns blazing with, you know, a selection of Ann Summers toys and waving a strap on, the poor guy will run for the hills. You know, it's not what you do. So, so it's gently approach. Here we are. Let's do this.
She gets out and goes to the front door. John greets her.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm John.
I'm Laura, pleased to meet you.
Pleased to meet you. Do you want to come in?
Sure.
Please.
Bye.
Can you shut the door here, please?
Larissa's wearing a sarong.
Very nice.
Thank you.
I like it.
Carl removes his clothes and Larissa starts by gently placing her hands on his head, then working them down his body.
Using a combination of massage and sensual skin-to-skin contact.
How are you feeling?
Pretty good.
Okay.
Larissa introduces Carl to the possibility of sexual pleasure without penetration.
Take a few breaths. Just breathe and just allow yourself to be calm.
She runs a feather over his body and kisses his chest. She allows her naked breasts to rub over his genitals. Then she kneels over him.
That's the closest I've come to a proper hug since it happened.
He holds her. Gareth is downstairs at his home, tapping away at a computer keyboard.
With Gareth watching guard downstairs, John has already been with Laura Lee for almost 2 hours.
A wall clock reads 5:05. Gareth's tropical fish gently sink to the bottom of their tank. Laura Lee eventually leaves the house.
Cheerio!
Was he nervous?
Yes. To begin with, yeah, but he was fine. Once we got started, it was like, honestly, John was fine. Not a problem whatsoever. It was a very enjoyable session. He tells me he feels like a proper man now, so my work here is done.
Carl is getting dressed.
Larissa's work is also complete.
I definitely feel like I've had my first sexual experience since my injury, like, and like that. You know what I mean? There was no ejaculation, no orgasms, but it was definitely sexual.
I just felt like he needed to be held. And sometimes that's more important than having sex.
Were you making love to Carl?
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't feel disappointed that I didn't get a full erection, it didn't turn into full sex or something like that. I don't feel disappointed at that. It was open and caring and you know, different, like, and that, yeah, something I'd not really experienced before.
Larissa follows him to the front door. West Yorkshire. Tracy watches John from a window. He's in the garden, sweeping up dead leaves.
It's been 2 weeks since John saw Laura.
How long did you spend with Laura?
2 hours.
2 hours?
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Yeah. She taught me all the positions and that.
And was there anything that you enjoyed particularly?
just the one on top of me.
I was really nervous, so I booked myself up with lots and lots of things to do. I thought if I've made the wrong decision, or, well, let John make the wrong decision, then, you know, this could really turn about. It could be such a negative thing for him.
I've got no regrets at all. You get some people, like, judging you, it's like it's a bad thing. And it's not a bad thing, it's a good thing.
And something else has changed, though.
I've met a special lady at the football Christmas party called Taylor.
What's Hayley like?
Nice person, pretty.
Hey, John. Hey. Got a cup of tea? You know, I was really worried about you going to see Laura. And you told me not to worry.
Yeah, because I'm a grown man.
You are a grown man, and I'm really glad you made that decision, because I was really worried about it.
Do you have any regrets?
Yes, that I didn't do it sooner. I would say to people that may judge what I have done, I mean, they're perfectly entitled to their opinion. And had it have gone dreadfully wrong, then I would have been absolutely mortified and said, well, you know, maybe I've done the wrong thing. But actually, I haven't. I know I haven't, because it's worked for John. So there's been nothing negative to come out of this. You're just so happy. It makes me really happy that you're happy. I feel like you're kind of complete now. Give me a hug. You can do it.
He rests his head on her shoulder.
Don't we?
She kisses him on the head.
I'm very proud of you.